M&M Live Radio is a copyrighted M&M Enterprise production and is not to be duplicated or broadcasted without the express permission of M&M Enterprise Productions.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Turn up your radio.
Everybody, my name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as M&M, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know, it's M&M Live Radio. What's going on, y'all? What's popping, man? Listen, I am so excited to start a brand new show off. Listen, because not only that, we're in a brand new year. Hey, 2022. Okay, now listen, we are going all the way full throttle, man. And of course, I cannot do the show solo. I need my girl. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on, you already know, it's M&M Live Radio. Now listen, let's go ahead and get this party started. Now, of course, you guys already know that your girls love us some Fridays, man. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @schoolsinsession73 on Instagram. Now listen, be the first person to shout us out or blow up our notifications. And listen, you, my friend, could be next week's Follow Friday.
You know how we do this. Hashtag too many hashtags. It's coming up around the corner, man, for the first time of 2022, man.
Yes, sir.
And listen, you know we always got to talk about everything that's all trending topics, man. We got a lot going on, okay? And we're talking about it during hashtag too many hashtags.
And listen, man, you already know your girls are big on the inspiration, the positivity, the encouragement here on M&M Live Radio. Listen, you already know it's no biggie. We can give it to you in 60 minutes, but even if we only have 60 seconds, listen, we got you with our 1 minute inspiration, and Misa's got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
Let me tell you something, Mia, we might be in January, but the temperature is going all the way up with these hot tracks off the rack, baby. Straight sizzling, man. We got some of the hottest and newest releases from your favorite artists. Stick around during Hot Tracks Off the Rack.
Listen, we have a great conversation going up this week here on M&M Live Radio. It's all centered around this question right here. All right, fill in the blank. My first month of 2022 will be blank. Listen, let us know on Instagram and Twitter what your fill in the blank is. Listen, in the meantime, shout out to the hit maker.
Hit maker,
the
baby.
Hit maker himself, man. Not one, but 2 weeks on Billboard's charts, topping Billboard's charts with his new single. Man, listen, this single is going crazy, going viral. Listen, y'all gonna hear it right here, right now. Here is My God by Jordan Armstrong. Then we got some No Big Deal and Andy Mineo after that. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's M&M Live Radio.
Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he be showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. I love my God, he keep them bands on me. You may say I'm trippin', I'm your fan only. I love the time that we be spending low key. And I know they rocking with me when his hands on me. Oh, this is all I know. I know you riding with me when the times get low. So I be on a mission till your plan I go. And I can tell you vibe with me. Oh, you protect me from every weapon. And every lesson there's a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm repping. Hold on, wait a a second, wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, ain't be showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Every time I think about your love, love, love. Finally got somebody I could trust, trust, trust. Why you keeping me, I really just don't know. As you can see, we got it going up, oh, oh. Yeah, because of you. And when I got you beside me, I can't lose. And all the hating, they talking, it ain't true. And I'ma tell the world, cause they gotta know. You tear me from every weapon. And every lesson has a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm rapping. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, ain't be showing off. Showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Brag on my. Brag on my. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, ain't be showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my.
Little dilly from the bottom of the map. I ain't gotta have a strap, I still get on with the rap. Hating dilly, man, you gotta be an idiot. In fact, took the monkey off, then I put the city on my back. Country boy, but I hang around city slickers. This is shh, well, I got it at the kitty litter. If my brother need a dollar, he gon' get a tenner. Yeshua of Nazareth was not a penny pincher. How you got it out the mud and never been muddin'? Wise man, no, he don't really know nothing. Every night I got a demon saying post some. This an everyday struggle, not a joke,
but I said peace to the industry, I do it alone. I'm a beast, you a swish a sweet. You don't want the smoke, you a tweet. I'm reality, Paris and Nicole. I know arrogance can feel like heroin inside a dome. It's imperative to get embarrassed when you hit a low. And the heritage that I inherited is all I know. I'm not American, my mama surrogate. If you got ears, you can hear it. Then when he appear again, I'm going home.
Get jiggy with it, get it jumping like I knew Miss Piggy with it. Make the family proud like it had penny in it. Bulletproof vest on the chest like Fitty with it. Oh yeah, you tryna flex on me, don't be silly. Wild Wild West, see yes, I'm Big Willie. Dressed like I came here fresh from West Philly. Who gon' protect your neck, inspect the deck. God made me do it, God made me fresh. When they tell me no, I hit maybe yes. Thought I'm playing checkers, man, I'm playing chess. My baby said, let's have a baby, I said, baby steps, look.
Big Willy, Big Dilly, the Fresh Prince like I'm in Philly, said they shooters, but they Ben Simmons, the pen silly. I talk like I got 10 milli in my pocket right now, you can't tell me nothing. Man, I'm doing what I want, it isn't for discussion. If it's number one spots, then you know I'm gunning for it. Independent artist, gotta have a pocket and a stomach for it. I already know what you want. I don't wanna hear you rapping in your new song. Rather take a street food tour through Wuhan. Cause y'all about a solid ass udon. Who want what? My jewels untucked, my mood unstuck. My barbershop ain't open, so I'm too uncut. I thank God with two arms up, my moved on up. But still ain't got nothing left to prove. What's up? Ayy.
Get jiggy with it, get it jumping like I knew Miss Piggy with it. Make the family proud like it had penny in it. Bulletproof vest on the chest like Fitty with it. Yeah, you tryna flex on me, don't be silly. Wild Wild West, and yes, I'm Big Willie. Dressed like I came here fresh from West Philly. Who gon' protect your neck, inspect the deck.
Hey man, I'm let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags. We'll tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or a status, we tend to go and.
Go and.
On the hashtags. This segment right here is called Hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things current, all things trending through the use of hashtags. Hashtag Alexa, what you say? So apparently it's been a lot of conversation that's been going on around Amazon because Amazon is taking steps to prevent errors after Alexa instructed a 10-year-old girl to put a penny into an electrical plug. It's just as crazy as it sounds. So Miss Kristen, a mother of the 10-year-old, she tweets out and says, oh my goodness, my 10-year-old just asked Alexa on our Echo for a challenge, and this is what she said. She screenshots it and it says, tell me a challenge to do. That's what her 10-year-old said. This is what Alexa's response was. Here's something I found on the web. According to ourcommunitynow.com, the challenge is simple. Plug in a phone charger about halfway into a wall outlet, then touch a penny to the exposed prongs. Alexa, are you trying to give me a jump? I'm not really understand what you are...
That's dangerous.
But what challenge? Like, I mean, it's crazy that, of course, okay, I'll say this. There's a lot of crazy, wild challenges that are out on TikTok, on social media, on other platforms. Oh. But have you heard of this challenge, Mia?
No. A challenge?
Yes.
This is a challenge? What's it called?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Alexa send you to the grave challenge?
It's got to be something, but I'm very surprised that this would even come up and Alexa would say it.
As a parent, if I would have found out that Alexa told my child that, when I tell you, I would have threw Alexa up against the wall.
Yeah. 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 So
imagine if my child would have went forth and did that challenge.
I just can't imagine, you know, and of course, by me being a new first time parent, you have to be very careful with what you allow your kids to be exposed to. And that also includes electronics.
Very.
Unfortunately.
That's unfortunate. And listen, so what happens now? Do we trust Siri now?
I don't think you should trust Siri, Waze, Alexa, Google. Just do your own research for yourself, especially parents. Be extra proactive in your kid's life with any type of electronic or digital device. Hashtag all right now, Alexa.
Hashtag you need not to talk.
Hashtag you'll have these parents mad.
Hashtag and all these kids shocked.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag baby girl is back. So R&B, you know, phenomenon. The late great Aaliyah's uncle Barry Hankerson announced that I just looked up this word. It's called posthumous. Okay, so her posthumous Aaliyah album titled Unstoppable will drop this month. He says about 5 years ago, we realized we had quite a bit of music that we had never put out that was recorded by Aaliyah, the Black Ground Records founder said. The vocals were there, and we decided to remaster it and ask some artists that were big fans of hers if they would like to participate in being on various songs. The features include Drake, Future, Chris Brown, Snoop Dogg, and Neo. So what are your thoughts on this and the features? What do you think about an Aaliyah, a late but new Aaliyah album coming?
I don't know, only because the music has changed so much since she left us, mm-hmm. You know? And but however, you can't deny baby girl.
You can't deny her.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think, honestly, with those heavy hitters, I think the album will be highly anticipated.
It would be.
And I think it could work.
I don't know. It just won't be the same. It kind of feels the same way after when Michael Jackson released his, what was it? It was called Escape, I think, the album.
Yeah.
That had the Love Never Felt So Good song with Justin Timberlake. And it was like, oh, I mean, it's great, but we know you're not here. So it just kind of, it sucks. So, I mean, I have mixed feelings about it because I would love to hear what, you know, Aaliyah, modern day Aaliyah would sound as if she was still here, you know, collaborating with a Drake and Future and Chris Brown and all these other great features. It's just, however, I don't know. I have mixed reviews on it, but either way, I would listen and I would download. So maybe that's still a good thing.
My only thing is this: I want to see it performed live.
Yeah, and I don't want to see no music. That's the thing. If you drop the album, there's gonna be singles and whatnot. I don't want no music videos and you see a hologram Aaliyah. No, that's gonna make me mad.
I think that's dead for 2022.
I said just do the album.
Ooh. Oh, shouldn't have said that. Too soon. Yeah, let's wrap this up.
Hey. Oh my God. Baby girl has hit.
Hashtag and that's a fact.
Hashtag, but with her new heat on the way.
Hashtag, real R&B is back.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. Yikes. Listen, man, we're giving you hashtag, too many hashtags. You never know what Misa might say. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Sorry, baby girl. Hashtag, the CDC said what? So I don't know what to believe at this point, Mia. I really have no idea what to believe or what to expect when it comes to the CDC.
We tired.
Yeah, at this point, we're completely tired, not only of COVID-19, but we're tired of the CDC. Why? And it's because we're always getting updated information, fresh information, new information when it comes to the CDC and what we should or should not be doing when it comes to how to handle and how to overcome and recover from having COVID-19 coronavirus, you know? So at first, when COVID came, they said that our quarantine period was 14 days.
Yes.
Right? Then they shortened it to 10 days.
Yes.
Now it's been said that the CDC shortens COVID-19 quarantine isolation time to 5 days. Mia, what do you believe?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Because apparently there's even more variants that have been released.
I heard that there was a variant detected in France. I think it's called the IHU.
Then there's one called the Flurona.
That's where you get the flu and coronavirus. Possibility of you getting the flu and coronavirus, which I didn't even think was possible.
Yeah, it's just insane. It's ridiculous at this point. We don't know what to believe. At this point, the CDC suggests that we should just live, laugh, and love because, you know, I'm not there as far as what I should be doing. Honestly, you seriously got to make sure that you do your own research.
No, I actually saw a tweet on Twitter. It said, stay indoors, but also not return in person. Wear a mask, but not that one. Not the expensive ones, the one that you can't find. And take the rapid test, but which you also can't find. But if you find them, don't buy them. Rapid tests don't work. You need a PCR, which there are zero appointments for in your area.
it's
like something keeps moving, and it's always something, and it's just too much. And it seems like every time, like the finish line just keeps getting pushed back further and further and further than we can, from where we can get to being beating this whole thing.
Yeah,
and it being behind us. It's like it's always something.
It's also very interesting because I feel like the black community has done an amazing job with, you know, changing the names being who we are.
We know how to make the most of it.
There's Omicron, then there's Omarion. Because we're not going to say Omicron.
We're not.
But wait till Flurona come up. They're going to be like, hey, you got that Florida. I already know that's what we're going to say. But in the meantime, please make sure you are continuously washing your hands, wearing your mask, and social distancing yourself. Hashtag the CDC shortened.
Hashtag the quarantine time.
Hashtag now they recommend.
Hashtag to fight COVID with green tea and lime.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag a zoomed message. NBC News reports Vishal Garg, CEO of a mortgage company, Better.com, has responded to the extreme backlash he received after unexpectedly laying off 900 employees during a Zoom call. 900 employees during a Zoom call.
So my thing is this. Because I've been on Zoom before.
I have.
Do they allow that many people into a room?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think they do. When it comes, I think you select certain packages where you can, like, you have an infinite. I won't say infinite, but a max amount of number of people.
Okay.
Here's my thing, though. So how else was he supposed to do it?
I guess you would expect for their superior to talk to them and let them know about the budget
CEO
cuts, or let them know. The CEO is going to, I don't know. I feel like that's not professional. It should not have been done that way. And they just need better protocols and systems in place next time.
I just feel bad. It's the top of the year, and then hearing the CEO say that, and then even puts him under hot water. So everybody, it's just not a good situation for everybody. So hopefully they do a better job.
Where is HR?
I'm not sure.
Where are the managers?
Where is your super?
Something.
We just want to know something.
I feel like that was a little too deep for the CEO to announce that you are let go.
It really is.
Or laid off.
We're hoping the best for all of those 900 employees that got let go. That's crazy. Hashtag on top of the mess.
Hashtag coming in 2022.
Hashtag imagine being told.
Hashtag you got laid off via Zoom.
Hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, there you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Tune in next week as we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Mia, we have some more good music. Give it to them.
Listen, we have more great music coming your way, coming my way. Listen, shout out to Ace Harris, but he just started a new creative agency.
He did. Super
fire. Listen, this next song is all produced by the GOAT himself. It's Come My Way by Wanda. Keep it locked right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Every day, I'd pray, make you come my way. Give me long life and no stress. I'd pray, make you come my way. Every day, sin I'm on your prayer. I don't want no alcohol. I live on my daily bread. I'd pray for blessings, make you come my way.
Blessings, make you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
I'd pray for blessings, make you come my way.
You can take them, you're the one that I need. Loving above all things. Show me your love, mercy. Show me your my Lord. I need you in my life, but don't leave, no.
I'm blessing every day. I'd pray, make you come my way. Give me long life and no stress. I'd pray, make you come my way. Every day, sin I'm on your prayer.
Every day.
I don't want no alcohol. I live on my daily bread. Pray for blessings, make you come my way.
Blessings, make you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
I pray for blessings, make you come my way.
Blessings, make you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
Alubari car for my left. Alubari car for my right. Blessings come my way. Favor come my way.
Lordy, my be my lemma. Amen. I know what I want. Amen. Me, I try on my own. Amen. I try do my draw. Amen.
Every day, saying my prayers. Every night, counting my moolah.
No blessing every day. I'd pray, make you come my way. Give me long life and no stress. I'd pray, make you come my way.
Every day,
sin I'm on your prayer. I live on my daily bread.
Every day.
I pray for blessings, make you come my way.
Blessings, make you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
I pray for blessings, make you come my way.
Blessings, make you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
Blessings, make you come my way. Joy, 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 you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
Blessed make you come my way.
Blessed make you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man, come on. Wait, 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 go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, pump the speakers loud.
Get ready,
it's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem Radio. Eminem Radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go. Eminem Radio. Eminem Radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Wanda's My Way.
Listen, shout out to everyone tuned down to your girls right here, right now. on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you. Listen, special listener shout out to a faithful listener of ours, man. Shout out to Talicia Sistrunk.
Yes.
Who listens to the show as often as she possibly can. She's always posting, telling us how much she loves the show. Starts her morning off with your girls. Listen, we appreciate you, Talicia, for tuning in. And You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio. We love you so much. And shout out to everybody else that's tuned into you girls right here, right now. Whether you're tuned in from the Bay Area, Cleveland, Ohio. Listen, Czech Republic's been going kind of crazy in Eminem Live Radio. Shout out to y'all in Czech Republic. I'm called Czechs for short. You know, I'm not sure if that's what y'all do in the CR. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
I feel like I did. Sorry. I just feel like I had to. Want to feel close to you guys. But anyway, shout out to you guys for tuning in on all podcasting platforms, whether it's iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, trackstars.com via the website or their app, or all the way up in Chicago on artsoulradio.com. Listen, we appreciate everybody tuning into your girls right here on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, we got new music from your favorite artists, hot tracks off the rack, sizzling here on Eminem Live Radio. But listen, in other artist news,
yeah.
Shout out to Miles a Minute. Just started the Glow Collective, which I think is so dope. I think it's so dope. I think it's so fire because Miles has had what I think two really dope, successful years consecutively with the, you know, with Glow Nation and all his releases and being featured on the Summer 21 playlist, his EP drop and going on tour, all those types of things. And I think him starting a collective is great because not only I think Miles just looks bigger than where he is right now. Mm-hmm. You know, not only building a fan base but also being able to pour into other artists around him. And I love that he didn't get artists that like we expected. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I expected from maybe George Rose or someone like, you know, to be in the mix or like artists we may be familiar with. But I love that he got up and coming people who we don't know.
Yeah,
because I think it'll be able to expose them to greater audiences like us and like platforms and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Now, me personally, I feel like Miles Minnick, I don't know, like just everything he does just works.
It does.
It works very well with him.
He's a marketing G. I think he's really good at marketing and putting himself, like, you know, getting Glow Nation engaged to be able to, you know, look forward to not only releases, but even something as big as having his own collective.
Yeah, his fan base is crazy.
Yeah.
His interactions with all of his, you know, fans and his friends and, you know, even other artists is absolutely insane. So the fact that he decided to start a collective, I thought was pretty dope. I thought it was different. I thought it was great because, you know, we've seen him do so many different things over the years. And I think it only makes sense. I think that is dope. And I think, honestly, he's also putting the Bay Area on the map, especially on the West Side. Because, honestly, the East Coast, to me, in my opinion, let me know what you think. The East Coast of the country has such a strong presence when it comes to artists.
I agree.
We got but a lot in Atlanta
maybe
already
we're biased
alone.
Because we're from the East Coast.
No. Honestly, like, when you think about it, there's a lot of artists that have moved to Atlanta or who have who constantly visit Atlanta.
Yes.
And there's a lot of us that just happen to reside in the city, in the state of Georgia, you know? So we already hold it down heavy in Atlanta for the East Coast. You know, that we got people in Detroit going up to the Midwest area and what have you. And then we have a few people in New York.
Nashville.
And then we got some people in Nashville. We got a couple triples, sprinkles of people in Texas and what have you. But it's not a whole lot of people, in my opinion, in the industry that are from the West Side.
Well, I think there are a couple. I would say, of course, you know, you got, let me think. So you got Mission, you got Brandon P, V when she was living
V-Rose,
in San Francisco. So I think you have a mixture of people, but I love that Miles is staying true to the Bay Area sound, like, you know, that West Coast sound, like, you know, that's really like his brand and his niche. So therefore, being able to raise up more artists, like, you know, up and coming, I think could be even greater. Like, you know, John Keith, he's out of San Diego.
Yeah.
Ruslan's out of
San Diego. That's true.
So there's a lot of different people who are there, but he's so big on the West Coast sound.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that'd be great to see Miles be able to, you know, go into this new venture of starting a collective. So listen, a huge shout out to Miles Minnick for starting the Glow Collective. And make sure you guys are following Miles on all social media, Miles.Minnick on social media, and follow the collective as well, and all the artists that will be on that roster, because I probably promise you, I feel like they might be dropping some heat soon.
I totally agree. Now, Mia, there was a conversation that I believe we were tagged in, and I got to make sure I bring this up one time. Man.
This was a conversation that was on social media?
Yes, it was a conversation that was on social media, and Yeah, so Stephen Malcolm posted and was like, how come there's no big CHH tours like Winter Jam and Roadshow?
I saw that.
This question is very rhetorical, but it confuses me how we have a crazy subgenre, but not enough unity to come together and pack out arenas. Yeah, I said it. It's interesting because a whole lot of other heavy hitters, major artists did respond underneath, his tweet, including Andy Mineo, Thistle, Derek Minor, Ruslan also chimed in, Mission chimed in, and even MC Nice, he commented a little bit. And honestly, I think they said that it all boils down to having investors, and is there a supply and demand when it comes to having CHH tours and packing out arenas and different things of that nature? Like, did you get a chance to check into that?
I did.
That conversation?
I did get a chance to see it. I read Andy's comment because I wasn't expecting to see a lot of different artists chiming, because I thought that maybe they'll be wondering the same thing, but it's cool seeing that there are a lot of different OGs out there who have a big opinion on something like that, because I'm pretty sure that we all want to see it. Like, we don't want to be in the big, I mean, there's nothing against, like, the big CCM tours, but I mean, like, they only have, like, for example, nothing against Passion. Like, Passion's going on right now. I think they're doing the Passion tour.
Yeah.
And the only CHH artist they have is KB, and they do that every year, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, KB's the only CHH artist. So while he's great, it's like, I would love to see more, like, be equal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, but that even makes sense. Even when we go to award shows like the Dove Awards, mm-hmm. It's only maybe a 5-minute maybe performance out of the entire hours length of the show. It's not so much of a demand, demand
but
and supply.
I saw Andy was saying how CHH is a subgenre of a subgenre. So
that's
therefore,
true.
I think that minimizes the audience where we think it's so large, but really when it comes down to numbers and doing shows in certain cities is actually small. So it's going to take investors, marketing, and a lot of different resources to be able to put something like that as large. We're moving in a great direction because you have shows like, I know, I think it's called Infinite or an Infinite Festival.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw what's going on here Easter weekend here in Atlanta, but then even festivals like Holy Smoke. So we're moving in the right direction, and it's important for people to be able to invest and go to those shows and support them in these concerts, tours, festivals when they happen. So therefore, more people can know about it, more investors, and we can be able to pack out arenas and things like that where we can move in the right direction when it comes to CHH.
I agree, man.
Listen, I love that we're able to have conversations like that here, not even on social media, but even here on M&M Live Radio. Listen, you guys, shout out to everybody that's tuned in to your girls right here, right now. Listen, we have a great conversation going up this week. Listen, you got to hear about that when we come back after these next couple of songs. But listen, in the meantime, we have a lot of different things going on here on M&M Live Radio. You already know, like, we can inspire you, motivate you, encourage you. Listen, in 60 minutes, that's no big, but listen, we can do it. You know we can do it in 60 seconds with our 1-minute inspiration, and Misa's got your 1-minute inspiration for you this week.
Here we go. Perspective is a particular attitude toward or way of regard something. A point of view, essentially. This week, I totally understood what that truly meant. I ran into a friend after the new year. After asking each other how the holiday was, my friend shared that his 5-year-old son came down with COVID that eventually spread to the entire family. This resulted in quarantining over the holiday, but thankfully they all recovered well. Now, before I could even express how unfortunate that was, my friend continued with this. My friend's wife told their 5-year-old that he gave the best Christmas gift this year. That gift was the ability to slow down and spend true quality time this Christmas. The family is always traveling and on the go, but having the need to quarantine kept them inside and around loved ones during the most wonderful time of the year. Imagine having that perspective regarding COVID and Christmas. Shoot, many of us would complain if our Amazon package didn't arrive before Christmas, let alone be forced to quarantine during that time. Your perspective is everything, and your outlook on life is important. Unfortunate times may arise, but how you respond to those moments can work in your favor. It's been said that shifting your perspective can allow you to gain greater insights and gain deeper happiness and overall encourage your happiness in life. It even can encourage overall better health. So don't think of it as changing your perspective, but think of it as gaining a new perspective. Just remember that There's always a better way to see things.
Boom, that's your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl Misa. Listen, always got the inspiration hot and ready here in studio. Listen, speaking of hot, it's time for Hot Tracks Off the Rack, sizzling here on M&M Live Radio. Listen, here's hot track number one, one of our faves. Here is Jalen and Sean with his new single, Hide and Seek. Then we got 1K P-Sun. After that, keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's M&M Live Radio.
Hot track number one.
Oh, here it goes.
You know you got it bad and try to hide it. Breaking an hourglass is perfect timing. My eyes and I'm catching your vibes, it's a show. I will pull up on you, but somebody like you ain't alone.
Number two.
Turn up, man!
If I fall to die, don't you let me stay. Please leave me alright. Help me find my way. If I fall to grass, don't you let me stay. Help me find my way. Till I get through the fire. And if we can't speak, then just hug. If we can't touch, then pray for me. Just promise me you won't trust. If you say you love me, then love.
When you pick up that phone, they go to gossiping about it. Won't you change up the tone? They call to me and talk about it. I've been feeling alone. Depression got me out of pocket. Long as you in my corner, I can knock it out like Ollie.
Vice versa, if you hurting, I'ma hold you down. If I ever see you falling, I'ma catch you before you ever hit the ground. And that's just how it's always gonna be.
What you call accountability?
If I fall to die, don't you let me stay. Please leave me alright. Help me find my way. If I fall to grass, don't you let me stay. Help me find my way. Keep me in the rain. If I fall to die.
If I ever do fall, I know. Whatever it is, I can call my bros. If they cancel me, it cancel all my shows. I get up again, I never was on my own. I don't do what I used to. Now I'm covered in the blood like soup.
No more running around like the goof troop. Now you can say we act brand new, new. Who knows, I could fall today. But if I do, I won't fall away. I know the devil won't test me. If you see me go left, don't let me. My bros can check me. I don't wanna go anywhere, God's not. It's a light show every time I drop. Can you hold me down even when you're not feeling me? That's what I call accountability.
If I fall today, don't you let me stay. Please lend me your hand. Help me find my way. If I fall from grace, don't you let me stay. Help me find my way. Keep me in the race. If I fall today.
My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, and we are going in. As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was 1K P-Sun featuring Bizzle with Accountability. Listen, Mia, listen. All right. Because, you know, we had 1K for you on just recently.
We did.
And we had him in studio. Right, he mentioned something about P-Sun getting back in the music industry. I saw a post not too long ago about 1K P-Sun saying that he was going to give music up.
Wait, what?
That's what he said.
Well, when did you see this post?
It was late last year.
Last year.
All I'm saying is that you're going to have a song out called Accountability, and you're just going to drop off. This is Accountability.
No, I need another song. Son, no.
I need another song in about a month or so. I just feel like artists like that, artists that have so much potential like 1K P-Sun. Listen, dude, seriously, I hated it when Big Ye let it go. And don't get me wrong, it's for their own reason. It's for their own reason.
Absolutely.
If it's to take care of yourself, if it's to encourage your mental health, if it's, you know, whatever it is, whatever reasons it is, I hope that you are okay and well on your journey. You know, and I hope that it's serving you well to take a break from that, especially if you heard from God on that thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I hate to see them go.
I do too. I really hope P just stay for a little bit longer, because I'm telling you, I just give us one more album, and then give us a 1K Famo album, and then give us a 1K Famo tour, and then you can leave. And then you can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want.
Those three things, and then you are free to do whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? But listen, P-Sun, we love you here at Eminem Live Radio.
Absolutely.
Shout out to everyone that's tuned in. To your girls right here on You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, we have a great conversation going up this week here on Eminem Live Radio. It's all centered around this question right here, all right? Of course, you know, we're still fresh into the new year. 2022 is, like, you know, fresh upon us. So, therefore, we're asking this here on Eminem Live Radio. My first month of 2022 will be blank. Listen, we got so many comments and responses. Shout out to everyone. And listen, Misa.
Yes.
I feel like our listeners are so locked in. It's like they know when we're going to post a question, because they just be ready with their question, like ready with their answers for our question. And we appreciate it so much, guys. Thank you so much for commenting and responding. Now listen, due to the sake of time, that's all. We're not going to read any comments this week, but we appreciate every single comment we see. And we love you guys so much for always tapping in and giving us your responses. But of course, you guys already know you got to get your girls' opinions on the conversation. So it means, listen, the first month, my first month, your first month of 2022 will be
steady.
Steady. Why steady? Why steady, Freddie?
I think it's going to be steady only because I feel like I kind of walked into this new year. I'm just going to be honest with you. I walk into the new year kind of unintentional. I did not write out all of my goals for the new year.
Yeah.
I did not have that list planned before 12 o'clock, January 1st, 2022.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's interesting because I wanted to kind of see how this year was going to go. I know I had a whole list of what I wanted to accomplish personally. Mm-hmm. But like professionally, like career wise, and you know, I didn't have a whole long list. And I think because in the year 2020 and a little bit of year 2021, I found myself easily getting overwhelmed with stuff, easily getting overwhelmed with lists, easily getting overwhelmed with just things to do, and always feeling like I have so much on my plate and never having anything off my plate and always having something new on my plate and things just kind of piling up on my side. So I kind of wanted to go into the new year clear-minded.
Yeah.
I wanted to go in steady. I didn't want to go in starting super fast, super strong, super loud, super boastful, because I feel like that's kind of what does take it away.
True.
You know, that takes me away from being proactive and productive. So I want to take the first month of this year easing into it. I want to find my pace, which I feel like I have, and be steady and be consistent. I'm not going to speed up. I'm not going to slow down. I'm just going to stay consistent and keep going from there. I want to be able to have my year start off smooth, at peace, mm-hmm. and steady.
That's good, yo. I love that. I would say for me, my first month of 2022 will be progressive, because I think there have been so many times where, man, you know, sometimes like we talked about last week, where you set goals and you get so overwhelmed because you have like this laundry list of things like that, where it's like sometimes you get so overwhelmed you don't even start.
Right.
Or in your mind you have so many things written down, or like, you know, ideas that you want to do, but you get so overwhelmed up here. Like if you're like me, you have a bad habit of overthinking, you just don't do it, or you never write it down, which could be like the worst thing you could do to like start off your year. So I think my first month will start off being progressive. I there are a little, like I told you last week, how I would make a conscious effort of not thinking things in such a huge, massive format, just taking things day by day.
Mm-hmm.
I've been realizing like just little things day by day. I've been making, like, you know, towards the end of the year, even the end of this month, the small progress will add up into something bigger.
Yeah.
You know, so just taking literally things day by day, not overthinking it as much, and just being as progressive as possible. Now, I like that you said steady, because your word for 2022 was pressure.
Right.
So how do you feel like those are going to, like, you know, go hand in hand?
Ooh, good question. I think as I apply pressure steadily, mm-hmm. consistently, day by day, showing up, doing what I need to do, the pressure is going to cause me to be pushed out of my comfort zone, which is going to cause more pressure. Because, I mean, so honestly, sometimes I'm okay in my comfort zone.
Same.
I'm safe.
Right.
I'm safe in the arms of comfortability.
Can nobody touch me in this zone?
Not only that, though. Can't nobody touch me in my comfort zone, but can't nobody hurt me
right.
in my comfort zone. Right. You know what I'm saying? But there's nothing wrong with being pushed out of the bird's nest and learning how to fly. What's the purpose of having wings if you don't know how to flap them? You know what I'm saying? I can't flap him or go anywhere if I'm still in the nest. I got to be able to be pushed down and experience a different altitude. And, you know, I might get a little scuffed up on the way down from the trees. You feel me? Obviously, I'm a bird right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
I can tell by the way you said flat a couple of minutes ago.
But no, for real, seriously, I feel like, you know, in order for me to experience the pressure that I know I need to go further and be successful in 2022, I need to be pushed. And I need to step outside of my comfort zone. I need to jump out of the bird's nest. I need to leave the house. I need to be able to do something that I'm not used to doing. And I need to just spread my wings and fly. You know, so in essence, I want to be able to be consistent with applying my daily pressure.
Yeah.
So that I'm able to meet my weekly goals and then meet my monthly goals. So I'm able to look back in December of 2022 and say, wow, I was very steady. I continued to apply the pressure at the beginning of the year, and I did not stop.
Yeah, listen, guys, this week we're talking about our first month of 2022. What will we define that as? Now, I love that you said comfort zone, because I recently watched a message by Michael Todd called Faith Like a Farmer, and it brought up that scripture where in the Bible where he was saying the master gave, like, you know, his servants, like, you know, a little bit of seeds and things like that. He told them to sow it, and there was that one farmer, the one servant, mm-hmm. who kept his seed, and it was like, oh no, it's gonna be safe right here, like, you know, I'm gonna keep it safe. And so the master came back, and the one was like, oh yeah, I made a return on my investment. The other one was like, oh, I doubled it. And the other one was like, it's, don't worry, I figured it out, I kept it right here. So that he was like, you know, you're so wicked and selfish, like he got onto him for doing that. So I was thinking about you saying that when you said your comfort zone, because sometimes we feel we have these seeds of talents and treasure and all these different types of things, ideas, concepts, visions, dreams. And we're like, I'm speaking about myself. I'm just being honest. I'm speaking about myself because it's like, you know, it's all right because I got it right here.
Nice and safe.
I got it right here.
Yeah.
And no one can touch it up here. Can't nobody steal it up here. You know what I'm saying? When I think this was the most powerful thing that Pastor Mike said in the sermon. He was like, hold out your hand and squeeze it. And because he had seeds that he was throwing around, like, you know, as an illustration. He said, hold your hand out. He was like, right there, that's your harvest. Everything that you have right there is your harvest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, y'all. I cry. Because it's weird. Because what you think that you don't have enough of, what you're holding in your hand,
is your harvest.
You know what I'm saying? So that, but what we're holding, us holding it to begin with, is our comfort zone.
Mm.
It's comfortable for us to hold it right now. Like, yeah. No, it's comfortable for us to not write out our vision. And it's comfortable for us to not write out our goals for this year, because like, we don't want to get disappointed by us not having another year where we don't reach our goals and we fall off and things like that. But what your 2023 is like right in your hand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you getting farther and you actually making this year the most you could possibly make it is right in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to do anything with it if you don't sow it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have faith. And,
yeah,
you know, write down those things that you want to get done. Wow. I wish we had more time because we have such a great conversation. Listen, shout out to everyone that commented and let us know what your first month of 2022 will be. Listen, we have two more great tracks coming up. Listen, shout out to George Rose. Listen, he gave your girls the exclusive when it came to his music. Listen, here's
yes.
his new single, It's the Vibe for Me. Then we got my sis, Reese Lachey. After that, keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, this is Hot Track number
5430, yeah.
What you do to me? I can't get you out my head. Ooh, you living rent free in my head.
It's the vibe for me. It's the vibe for me. You the one that I want only. Why you so different? Cause God is for me.
You got that POV like you playing COD. Ain't no one got nothing on you like BOB. I cannot explain the things you do. Ooh, that's why you GOD. Bringing a spirit, I'm moving my body. Making it like I'm popping the ollie. Bringing that piece like you Mr. Miyagi. Eating a word that's good for the body. Good for the body, you good for the soul. You keeping me full, you keeping me whole. You keeping me from going back to the old me. You keeping me
on. What you do to me? I can't get you out my head.
Ooh, you living rent free in my head.
It's the vibe for me.
A vibe out my father's business. I ride nice like wheels, so I like to slide. Just wanna give you all my time. The way you got me spinning, I'm dizzy. The way you got me winning, no kizzy. Gotta put that work, get busy. Talking down on me, you can miss me. Tick tick tick, oh, I'm locked in. When it come to you, ooh, I like them. When it come to you, ooh, I'm all in. I'm locked, I'm loading with a target. Tick tick tick, oh, I'm locked in. When it come to you, ooh, I like them. When it come to you, ooh, I'm all in. I'm locked, I'm loading with a target.
What you do to me? I can't get you out my head.
Ooh, you living rent free in my head.
Something new.
Hot track number 4.
Bump this.
Concern. I got a word and I need it confirmed.
can fall, wipe me down, walk it out, cut us off, raise me. Used to think that I was corny, cause they won't play me, but don't play me. Highline bling in the making, ring, ring, ring. Save me from me, cause I feel like I'm lacing it all. Deep in this pain, ain't no room left to fall. You gave me this gift and I gave it my. Say that. Save me from me, cause I feel like I'm losing it all. Deep in this pain, ain't no room left to fall. You gave me this gift and I gave it my all. I'm tired of losing, I need you to call, yeah. Call, yeah, call, yeah. I need you to call, yeah. Call, yeah, call, yeah. I need you to call.
That was Hot Track number 4. That was called by my sis, Reese Lachey. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia, from You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio.
Yes, yes. Shout out to everyone who tuned in to this week's show. Whether you tune in for the very first time or you don't miss a single show, we are so happy you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
That's right. If you enjoyed this week's show, post a screenshot of you listening to the show on any of the podcasting platforms you listen on and post it to your Instagram story and tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
Yes, and tag and tune in to MM Live Radio next week because one of our followers wrote to us in need of advice, y'all, and we're going to give it to them live on the air. So do not miss next week's Dear Eminem Letter.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, music conversation, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O., Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show. But listen, man, your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry because you're growing from
it. God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up because that's not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day. It'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life, and do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Listen, man, we are at the beginning of a brand new year. I welcome you to 2022, and listen, this year is going to be exactly whatever you make it, okay? So whatever your word for this month is, make sure you keep that word and you stay consistent throughout the rest of the year, man. We love you so much. We got to get out of here. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. Ooh. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world.